belt. Sit steady.
You're gonna get some sweet treatment.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Inc.
When I think of the cool show,
well, I think Team Awesome Inc.
Checking.
What's up?
Not too much.
Bleh. What?
Not too much. How are you doing?
Oh, thanks for asking. Like you care.
Not really.
I fucking knew it.
Also, while we're here, how are you?
Now
that I have to be here.
Now that you're stuck dealing with me. My brain is just like after everything we just watched.
Oh,
my
yeah?
My brain's kind of like, I'm trying to reset right now.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of...
Emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
But anyway. Check. Checking the mics.
Check.
I always start off like that. I always like... cough into the thing. I gotta stop the thing, the microphone. Fuck. I gotta stop coughing into the microphone.
Yeah.
I go, check. I don't know why I do that, but I just, I guess it's to get my voice warmed up.
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Yeah. Well, you
why
don't.
Do I do, Armando, why do I do that? Hi, Mike here, Joy with Armando. We're doing a sound check, just a quick one.
Well, you want to make sure those pipes are clear before, you know.
Right.
You want to clean this spit valve. You know, the trumpet?
Yeah, right. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I was in band. Yeah, I know. What a surprise. I was in band, right? I was in only in middle school, not high school. I wasn't in high school band. Were you in a high school band?
I
can't be friends.
I was in a class.
All right. I was in drama club.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids. I was the drama club freaks.
Dude,
look at me.
Dude.
Ugh,
dude.
I hated myself.
No.
Still do.
Dude, that's a good move, man. There were so many hot girls.
That's how I got like, to date and bang chicks in high school. Was
right?
Because I was in theater. I was in the drama club, and everyone's like, oh, that's fucking, you're a homosexual dude.
Yeah.
But they said it in a very mean way with three letters.
Right, right.
It hurt my feelings.
And meanwhile, you got laid more than all
and
of them
I did,
combined.
And it was awesome, and they had no idea, and they were just fucking dumb.
Yeah.
So anyway, so just this heads
so,
up
dude,
there, kids.
You win, dude. You win.
Yeah, I kind of did in a sense. I was like, oh yeah, they're
in
all
a
just
sense?
They're
dude.
All hanging out with a bunch of dudes in the locker room and
right.
like they barely get to like bang chicks. And then meanwhile, I'm hanging out with all the hot drama girls who have daddy issues, and I'm a kid,
right?
And I got daddy issues,
right?
It's perfect. It was a win-win for everyone except the jocks.
If I were to do it,
fuck it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even care at that point. Yeah, like,
yeah, right?
Yeah, toilet. Yeah, head in the toilet, whatever.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, you could call me the three letter F word.
Right.
Dick.
Yeah.
You fucking dickhead. Douche. That's fine because I'm like balls deep in all kinds of poon.
Right. I don't, yeah.
You fucking jock. All you do is hang out with other dudes.
I'm still coming out ahead in life.
Literally. My head is coming out. And, oh, God. What? Oh, hey, guys. What's going on? Mike here with Armando.
Hey.
Mike Zimmer, Armando Aranda.
Hey,
Team
you
awesome
guys.
Inc. Thanks for tuning in yet again. As per usual, during the sound checks, we like to discuss what's going on in our lives, and we're talking about our 30s.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
When you're in your 30s,
yep.
It's a weird mid-ground.
Yeah.
When you're in your 30s.
We're not... Yeah, we're not,
yeah. What was your philosophy about it? You said
yeah,
we're not old enough to be.
We're not old or young enough to for
matter.
Any for anybody to give a shit.
Yeah, we're not old enough or young enough for anyone to give a shit about us. We're at that prime age where we're cannon fodder.
Right.
Literally, we're like the red shirts.
I mean, if we get
every red shirt on Star Trek was a 30-year-old man.
If we got run over, you know,
no one would give a shit because we'd have like a wife with kids
we'll
that need
like,
us to make money for.
We'll
them.
Just be like a small soundbite in the news.
And like, oh yeah, some. Guy, some dumbass, dumb dick guy got hit by some fucking bus. Nobody gave a shit. it was nobody cared. Some people were sad, but whatever. You know, that's pretty morbid, actually. Are we being too morbid? Is this too morbid for people?
Is it people?
Can you handle it? Can you handle these truth bombs? We're mainly just checking because Armando and I are experiencing the tail end of summer right now where we're at. Where are we? Oh, my God. It's a mystery. You'll never know. You'll never know. I'll never tell. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, I mean, I remember that thing.
Who's in that movie? Brittany Murphy. She passed away a long time ago. Oh. I forgot about that. She died just before Heath Ledger died.
Was she in her 30s?
Oh, my God. That might be why people are kind of... Oh, no. Anyway, I'll never tell what... Now when I do that, I think of Brittany Murphy. Oh, man. Let's make it okay. She was great in Sin City.
Great.
Loved her in Sin City. Beautiful. And other movies, too. I can't remember the other ones, but she was great, and we're grateful for. Now this has gotten weird. Now it's just weird, and we're honoring Brittany Murphy. Anyway, back to the sound check. Follow our tweets at Team Awesomic, like that Facebook page, and of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Said I won't say it again. Yotina.podomatic.com. It sounded like dick.
Dick.
Podomatic. Podomatic. Tick. Ah, whatever.
Podomatic.
So that's our website. That's all of our shit. And we're just... So we're trying to enjoy the AC because it is an extremely hot day. I mentioned it was the tail end of summer earlier. And I'm just trying to bring it back to that.
Yep.
So it's fucking humid as shit today. And so we're checking the mics with the AC on because we're like, God damn it, it's so hot. And we're finally caving in on the AC, turning it on.
Yep.
I don't regret it.
Spend the extra bucks.
Yeah, you know what, guys? Every once in a while, it's okay. Like, every once in a while, you need to cool the fuck off, and that's why you have the AC. But damn, it just eats away at that energy bill. Even on energy's power-saving mode. Unless people have central air, then, you know, fuck you. Sorry. Fuck you and your central air. You lucky fucks. I think we have, don't we have central air? Look, we have a, look at that.
We have vents.
Look, there's a thing.
Yeah.
We have, yeah, what is that?
That's a thermostat.
It's a thermostat, but we could do stuff with our.
I think that's for the heater, though.
Oh, it's the heat. Never mind. I got all excited. I was like, oh, we could have cooling all over the same way. Oh, well. We're learning how things work in this strange place that we're in. It's not the point. The point is that we need to get to the peeps. Let's do the shout outs. Are you ready for this shit?
Yep.
Well, you better be because we're doing it anyway. Sound check, shout outs. Sound check, shout outs. It's a fucking
ooh,
sound check, shout outs. Fucking sound check, shout outs.
Bow, 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 bow.
Here we go. Oh, God damn it. Got to pull up YouTube and do all the bullshit with the fucking. Eh, you fucking bastards. All of this bullshit. I've got something in my pocket. Bell 429 commented on our Abraham Mateo and Lali music video.
Oh, yes.
Wave. Said, yeah, the Pulp Fiction briefcase, LOL. It totally is the Pulp Fiction briefcase.
Totally is.
Lolly plus you guys equals the weirdest combination ever. But your reactions are so funny. We don't know what she's saying.
Right.
By the way, Bell with three L's and 429 says, greetings from Argentina. So it's a greetings from America.
Greetings.
Greetings from the United States to Argentina.
U.S. of A.
We accept your greeting from Argentina. Whatever. But thanks for saying, yeah, it is the weirdest combination ever. We don't know what is going on with this, but we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep riding this lolly train, even if it runs off the fucking rails.
Yep.
Why the hell not?
We've committed.
We've got Just Wow Okay commented, when are you guys going to start doing movie reviews? We already do.
Yeah.
On our podcast.
Yeah,
podcast. Our podcast. Go to yotina.podomatic.com. We mentioned it earlier.
And we did
you
like
you could go to, what is it? The iTunes.
iTunes.
What's it called? The iTunes. Yeah. God, I'm not that old. Fucking hell. iTunes. Go to iTunes. Type in Team Awesome.
iTunes.
The iTunes. Oh my God, I'm turning into my father. Go to the iTunes, type in Team Awesome Inc. We'll pop right up. And then you could scroll down. It's called Late Ass Review. Generally, we get to the movies a bit later than other people. But we like to take our time on the movie reviews. And we like to really like let things digest, let it sit there. And also, we're busy. So that's why things are late. Unless you guys want to send donations, again, go to the website, yotina.depodmag.com. We get a PayPal account. Anything to us, half of it goes to the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. Great cause, helping women out all over the world and in America with ovarian cancer problems, such as research, treatment, and funding. Check out their website, theocrf.com or ocrf.org. We have the link on our website, so you could just go there if you want to just send them the money. But otherwise, yeah, like you could send some to us. We send some to them. It's guilt-free laughs is what we're offering. And they do great stuff over there. So they are Team Awesome. And you guys too. Patricia Robinson. Here we go. Patricia Robinson commented on our. Oh my God. Remember that Marvel music video with Stan Lee and all Guardians of the Galaxies? It was it was basically a commercial, but they put it as a music video. They said it was
great.
They said it was a music video. Well, it is. It is.
There was music.
And it was a full song. And David Hassel, or sorry,
Zardu Hasselfrau.
Zardu Hasselfrau. Excuse me. he did a whole song, and there were lyrics and dancing and everything. But goddamn, I didn't know it was a commercial for the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Blu-ray DVD. That was awesome. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is the best commercial ever. So Patricia Robinson commented, hey, Sir Mike, what a great video. Keep up the stuff that you're doing. Okay, I will. And so will Armando.
I will keep it up.
We will also keep it up. She's like, if you guys want to check us out on, I got my own thing on Instagram. My name is at GamersLux. GamersLux. GamersLuts? No, it's SLUX. At GamersLux. She's like, and have a wonderful day. It was a great video. Thank you, Patricia Robinson.
You have
Thank
a
you.
Wonderful day
you,
as well.
You have a wonderful day.
You.
Yeah, you have
back
one.
Back at you.
Yeah, back at you, bitch. No, sorry. That's horrible. You're a wonderful person. Thank you for taking time out. Oh, my God. All right, Vanessa Burke. Hey, Vanessa Burke's back. She Burke's commented, back. You guys should react to a Mother trailer. It looks so fucked up. Oh, we did.
Yes.
And it is up on the YouTubes now. You could go check it out on the YouTubes.
For
Mother.
Your viewing pleasure.
For your viewing pleasures. And that was to our Leatherface trailer, too. But yeah, go check it out. It looks good. It's Darren Aronofsky, Javier Bardem, Jennifer Lawrence. Great cast, great director, great writer, all of it. It's just, I'm looking forward to it. Really am. It's going to be a fucked up, dark movie, man.
Mother, take
Sorry. Moving along. Gustavo Almiad commented, the blonde girl. Oh, yeah, this is to our Guardians of the Galaxy music video, basically. Oh, yeah. Reaction. So the blonde girl in the white dress is Mantis.
What? Wow.
Ah, that's Mantis.
Looks a lot different.
She looked so different in that blonde, literally, but she had a lot of makeup on for Mantis, though. I mean,
and
like,
probably some CG.
Yeah. The dude in the sunglasses is Michael Rooker, so I was right on that, Yondu. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of his name, but it's Michael Rooker. I said Yondu, but yeah. And the guy with the mustache is Sean Gunn. He plays Kraglin in the movies, and he's James Gunn's brother. He's the one that hands Star-Lord the Zune and says, yeah, it's called the Zune. It's like the biggest thing on Earth right now. It holds like 200 songs. He's like, whoa, 200. So, yeah, there's a little Zune reference there for you guys. Is Zune still around?
I think just as a music service.
Oh, okay. If they still make, they better bring back the Zunes now because of this fucking Guardians thing. Anyway. Mariel Rodriguez says, reaction, Lolly Loco. Okay.
Lolly Loco.
Okay. All right, we'll get to it. Jeez. Mike Smith commented. Mike Smith said, your guy's reaction to seeing the Hoff is great. When we finally saw Zardu Hasselfrau, when we finally saw him, we flipped our shit, man. I was like, oh, my God, yes. There he is. He was in the movie, too, so, you know, it works. Moving along. Sal Martinez commented, this video is amazing. It looks so real. Yeah. The music video to Guardians of the Galaxy. It looked like a real 1970s, like...
disco.
It did. It was really good. Like, and then we got Jones Hugh commented, said Neil Young and Peter Murphy. Is that us? Do we look like Neil Young and Peter Murphy?
I don't know.
Is that what he means? I don't know. Who? What was that? Jones Hugh? What do you mean by that? Hit us back, Jones Hugh, if you hear this. What do you mean by Neil Young and Peter Murphy, quote unquote? Are they ripping off the song? I don't know. And then moving along, Black Elvis. Yes, Black Elvis is back, and he's commented. Black Elvis says, it's such a small channel, but with a great level of production. Hope you guys grow fast. Well, thank you, Black Elvis. Like, subscribe, and we're going to hit the love button on that one, too. I call it the love button.
All right.
It's heart. It's the power of heart. But I call it the love button. And then we got, so Vanessa Burke has got her own thing going now. Check
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Creepy, sexy, nerdy.
Creepy, sexy,
creepy,
nerdy.
Creepy, sexy, nerdy. She's like, yay, thanks for reacting to, because we said we'd react to Mother, the Jennifer Lawrence horror movie. And yeah, and we totally did, and it looks great. We can't wait to see it. Thank you for that recommendation, Vanessa. But now she's got her own thing going. It's called Creepy, Sexy, Nerdy. She goes, thanks, guys. Really glad you enjoyed it. I'm super excited for this movie. She said, this is Vanessa, by the way. I was like, I know Vanessa. It's the same photo. She said, I changed my channel because I'm adding content. So she'll be adding stuff soon to her own channel.
Sweet.
Good for you, Vanessa. Go check out Creepy, Sexy, Nerdy. Vanessa's been a long-time commenter and semi-long-time commenter, but, you know, she's been listening and watching for a while now. And I think that's great. She's doing her own thing, and we should, you know, if we can help, like, you guys, like, figure out you want to do certain stuff, that's cool. Like, I think that's cool. Like, you're like, hey, I want to do reactions, or I want to put stuff on YouTube, or I want to create something, or I want to go out and be different. Or if we can in any way, like, get you excited about stuff like that, that's fucking great. Like,
yep.
I think that's cool as shit. And, like, to me, that's way better than anything else.
Yeah, go experiment.
Yeah, because if we can fucking do it, you can fucking do it. We're stupid as shit. Armando, tell him our combined IQ, please. 7.
Oh.
It's 7.
Oh.
Just quit hiding it. I'm a 2, you're a 5.
Ah, fuck.
I'm that dumb, okay? But I depend on his intelligence. Look, the point is if we can do it, you can do it, and I think that it's great that Vanessa is going out and doing Creepy, Sexy, Nerdy. Go check out Creepy, Sexy, Nerdy once it's up. She's doing content for that. Awesome stuff, man, guys. If you want to do your own thing, go do your own thing, and don't worry about what other people think, because you're going to get a lot of haters. You know, it's like, yo, man, it's like, not to go on a rant, you know. No, I'm not going
to. But when you make it to the top.
No, please. When you make it to the first rung of the ladder. And we're not even there yet. We're not even a step up on the first stoop.
Yeah, I kind of thought, yeah, maybe we'll do this ladder thing.
Yeah, and we're like, maybe one day we'll get on the first rung, maybe. Get our foot up on the rung. Maybe grab one of the other rungs. They're called rungs, right?
Yeah.
Why are they called rungs on a ladder?
Rung.
Rungs.
Rung.
What the fuck? Everyone just accepted that. That sounds like a dirty word. Rungs on a ladder.
Rhymes with dung.
Dung. Kung.
Stung.
I don't know why I said kung, but it's...
Bung.
Bung.
Lung.
Lung. I don't know. Rung. It just sounds rung. Ugh. You're such a rung.
Ugh,
what a rung.
Hey, <What's>, man.
Yes, I see. It's insulting, but I don't know why. It just sounds like scud.
Scud.
Scud. Remember the scud back in the 90s during the Gulf War?
Scud missile.
Scud missile. Like, that always sounded like a bad word to me. Scud.
Scud.
Just like rung. Rung and scud.
Ah, scud.
You scud. You rungy scud. Ugh. That sounds dirty. Thanks for... anyway, guys, we totally... Totally appreciate your comments and the fact that you're inspired by us. That's amazing to me. I'm like, I mean, yeah, we love doing it and we pride in it and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we work hard on it. But... We want it to be a fun time, and we want it to be lighthearted and chill, and we like that you're enjoying that, and you're getting that sense of lighthearted and chillness, and you're enjoying it. That means a lot. And the fact that you take time out to, you know, on a personal level, I'm like, damn. I'm like, wow, thank you for taking the time to say such nice things.
Yeah, we're all stuck on this rock. We might as well do something to enjoy it.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's fucking, we're all stuck on this goddamn boring-ass planet until we can get off world and do some cool-ass shit. Let's go to Mars, man. There's nothing up there. It's a desert. It's a desert now. But once we get up there, we're going to make a fucking
place. We're going to put a McDonald's on it.
Fuck yeah, bitch. Get a Starbucks, and then people will be like, oh, this Mars isn't so bad.
And a Walmart.
Yeah, then people are like, hey, Mars is awesome. Like, it's got everything.
Barbecuing on Mars.
Hell yeah, I'd love to. Let's barbecue it up. Terraform that son of a bitch. We're already terraforming our own planet and fucking it up. Anyway, yeah. Enough of this sound check. Enough of the judgmentals. It's time to check in with Armando and myself. Let's cut to that check-in song right now.
Sure.
Doot, 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 boo, doot, doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. Yeah. Oh, my God. Every time. I don't like it, but I like it. Hmm. It's annoying. It's stupid, but I okay. So
oh, me first?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
What's
I'm pretty chill.
Word.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, things are looking up.
Cool.
And I don't know. I mean, I had a little bit of anxiety, I guess, maybe about how things were. But then it's like, I don't want to go back to how things were.
You know? No.
It's just
I don't like how things were either.
Yeah, I don't like how things were.
It was way harder.
Why am I nostalgic?
Things were way.
For the things, the way things were when things weren't that great.
No, I'm not nostalgic for that. I know. That was hard. Do you remember how hard and shitty that was?
Yeah.
Fuck that. People have no idea what we're talking about. I love it. It's so vague. What do they mean? Again, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed. I don't know. Why is everyone saying, why is everyone acting like things are... Look, guys, let's just finally level with them. Armando and I we've made some changes in our life. We've decided that... Armando's decided that he's going to come out as a vegan. And I'm going to come out as a guy who is cool with vegans.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
That's all we wanted to let you know.
It's just who I am.
He's a vegan.
That's how I feel on the inside.
And I support that. You know, even though I think, you know, it's kind of bullshit and stupid, but, mm-hmm. you know, I'm like, hey, I support it. Nice. Even though it's dumb, stupid bullshit.
Nice. Sorry, support I'm Mike.
He's such a dick about it. Yeah, no, go ahead. Sorry, no, you're gonna do a bit. Do it.
I support Mike
for how dumb and fucking.
Even though he supports the death of sentient beings.
Yep. Fuck him. I'm gonna eat him, kill him, fuck him, and eat him in that order. Oh God, you don't want to fuck him when they're alive? Oh, what am I, a fucking savage? I'm not going to fuck them when they're alive. I'll fuck them when they're dead. That way they won't experience the pain of being fucked alive. Oh, God.
Wow.
You really thought this through, man. Yep. That's what I do. I have a lot of free time out on the range. Home on. All right. Well, let's end this sound check with that weirdness. I guess thanks to everyone out there. Again, follow the tweets. We mentioned that. Go to the go to the YouTube channel. Simmer Mike, all caps. Simmer Mike. No space. Like we're shouting at you. Simmer Mike. Go there. Leave the comments. Best way for us to get back to you guys and to communicate and keep a communication. Karma community. I don't know why that. It just sounded like I was saying karma chameleon. Oh, and then me. I'm doing okay. Yep. Well, look.
You're still trucking?
I woke up. I'm depressed. What more do you want from me? All right? Earth. I know it's a Banksy quote, but fuck you. I totally stand by what Banksy quote, the graffiti with the rat. And he's like, look, I'm awake. I'm depressed. What more do you want from me? Yeah, I feel that way. All the time. That's how I feel.
Maybe that's what they want.
Oh, good. Fine. You win. I'm awake. I'm depressed. You win. You're welcome. Whoever you are, you're winning. Other than that, let's move on with our shit. And let's stop the sound check. Sorry.
Yeah, it's
I
going
was
going to
try and I man, I was going to end that way more professionally, but I just kind of half-assed that. All right, I guess that's it.
All right, like,
well, that really takes the steam out of it when I end it like that. All right, well, I guess that's,
come on, just breathe.
I guess that's it.
Posture.
No, I'm like, man, fuck it, we're done now.
That's
fine. Yeah, we're good. All right, that's the sound check. All right, unless you had anything else you want to add.
I guess we're fucking it.
What? We're fucking it.
We're fucking it.
What is that? What do you mean we're fucking it?
I said fuck it, right?
So we're fucking it.
We're fucking it.
If we're saying fuck it, we're fucking it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
sorry.
So.
I didn't know what you meant when you said that for a second. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? Well, I guess we're fucking it. What? What are we fucking, man?
Hey, man.
Look, I'm down for the Eiffel Tower situation. You know me. We're roommates. We're cool. Mm-hmm. What? Who said anything about what? All right. That's enough information. Before Alex Jones shows up again, and I cannot handle another Alex Jones attack right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, we better go. Yep. All right, guys, that's going to do it for this sound check. Later. Well, with that in mind, I think the sound has been checked.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. You're at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.